Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me. I'm Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, and Start Profiting. I am so glad you're here. Can you believe it's already August? Oh, my God. The year is already halfway done, and we're actually getting into the third quarter, and soon it'll be the end of the year. Oh, my God. But, hey, wait. There is plenty of time left for us to market our business for success, and I've got something great I'm going to share with you today. We are talking about how to market your business using your story. Sharing is caring, as the saying goes. Today, we're talking about sharing your story. And of course, when you share your story, you're showing your audience that you care about them and their problems, and you make it known that you are the one to solve those problems. But exactly how does that work? That's what we're talking about today, and how to market and get clients while sharing your story. But before we get into that, I want you to check out my new blog post that gives you all the details you'll need in order to use your story to market your business. You can check it out by going to unmarket.csicorporation.com. Again, that's unmarket.csicorporation.com. But I'm going to share some tidbits with you that I didn't put in the blog, so you're going to want to listen up. Be right back. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Okay, so we're talking about story, sharing your story, not the once upon a time, you know, way back yonder, thousands of years ago. We're talking about you and your story, how you came to be, why you do what you do, what do you do, all that good stuff. All that is part of your story. And your story is a living, breathing, ongoing, organism, because you're changing. You change from yesterday to today, and you'll change again from today until tomorrow. We're all growing older. None of us grow younger, unfortunately. But it's okay. All that growing older and getting better and maturing and stuff just means that we're the most awesomest person in the world to take care of the problems that our audience has. And with each day, we gain more and better experience, right? So first question you may be asking, why stories? Why use a story in the first place? Well, let me put it this way. We love stories. We're actually addicted to stories. It's true. Research has shown that our brains want stories. We want to hear stories. We want to stories actually help us connect to a situation or something that's happening. It helps us. They help us to understand things, understand what's happening, to listen better, to feel better. They actually get us involved in this emotion. So that's why stories work. Have you ever looked at a good story and you said, oh, my God, they're talking about me, or I could be in that place, or that resonates so much with you that you just sit there and just cry, or you laugh your tail off, or you leave away thinking, I'm going to do that tomorrow. So that's how powerful stories can be. And you want people to feel that power when they read about what you're doing, when they watch a video on something that you're promoting, or maybe even listening to a podcast like this, because you want them to say, whoa, that person has the answers. I'm going to follow her. Now I'm going to buy from her. That is the power of stories. So why do they work? Because we want something to believe in. As humans, we believe in things. I myself believe in God. I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian since I came out of the womb, even before then probably. I'm pretty sure that my mother sang hymns to me and read me Bible verses when I was in the room, and I've known nothing else, and I've never, ever wanted to be anything other than a Christian. So that is the like the greatest story ever told of Jesus and God and how God formed the earth and all of it. And I totally buy into it. I'm not ashamed of it. I love it. And I share it with anyone who wants to know more about it. But the thing is, we have two sides to our brain. You know, we have this creative side and we have this logical side. I, for one, am a creative, so of course I'm using the right side of my brain a lot more, or at least I thought I did use the right side of my brain a lot more than I did the left side. It turns out that the left side of our brain, which is the logical side, is the one that loves the stories. Why? Because since the left side of our brains are so logical, they want to make sense, or it wants to make sense of everything. So when something happens, the left side of your brain, being as logical as it is always trying to explain why something happened. So riddle me this. Have you ever had, let's say you had Turner's homework, and your dog didn't actually eat it, but something happened, and you didn't get to do it, and you had to go to school the next day, and your teacher goes, "Do you have the homework?" And you go, "No." And they say, "Why?" Instantaneously, you are making up a story or relating some story, if it really did happen, as to why you don't have the homework. It's like you're posed with this question, this situation is going on, and you have to have a story around it. That's how we make sense of things. The left side of our brain makes up these stories, whether they're real or not, or just because it can't stand not being logical. It has to make sense to it. I hope that makes sense to you. So that should explain a lot of things that go on in our lives. Now, another reason that stories work is because we want to give ourselves a break from reality. I tell you what, life is a, you know, sometimes, and sometimes we don't even want to be bothered with our own lives. So why not escape into someone else's life? If they're motivational, if they're inspirational, or maybe they made some mistakes and now they're doing better, maybe they, you know, they had this conquered a monster thing, maybe a real or a pretend monster or some situation. We want to get involved in that, and we want to escape our lives for just a bit. Get involved in the story, and sometimes it will actually help inspire us to do more, to be more, to stop being what we think we could be and to really be what we need to be. And the final reason about stories and why they work so well is they show us that we are human. When you read something or watch a movie or a television thing or watch a video from someone or maybe listen to a podcast or listen to some other audio and they're telling you this story and you're wrapped up in it, what's going on, it shows you that they're human too. They make mistakes. You know, things don't always happen like you think. They weren't born with a silver spoon in their hand or in their mouth. And even if they were, maybe they dropped it and now they picked it up and they've gone back on. Do you see what I'm saying? So we want to connect with people. We want to connect with people on a human level. We have to have this connection. Even if you're a loner, you want to have a connection with someone about something. So these are the four types of stories that you can use in your marketing to help you get your own story out there and help you connect with your audience, show them that you're human, and get them wrapped up in something else besides themselves for a minute so that they think, hey, I need to work with that person. Okay, the first story, client stories. Their problem, it's a story about a problem and a solution. You met a client, they had a problem, they worked with you, you told them the solution, y'all worked together, and voila, everything worked out great. Those are awesome stories, right? And the reason they work in marketing is because someone out there who's reading that story is having that exact same problem or issue, and they need it solved. So you're giving them an example saying, hey, this person who was this type of entrepreneur, and they did this thing, and you know they were doing this for a while, it didn't work, and so they happened upon me, maybe they saw a post or read a blog or they saw a video, they came to me, and boom, we got together, and now I solved their problem, and hey, it's all gravy now. Those kind of stories are awesome, so you always want to showcase. But the thing is, you showcase the client and how awesome they are, and then, you know, undertone, you're actually showcasing yourself and how awesome you are without even saying it. So you're not being salesy at all. Okay, the second type of story is a teaching story or lessons, maybe how-to or tutorials. With this, you really showcase your expertise. So, for instance, what if you are a person who shows others how to create their own video? And your audience wants to know, how do I create a video anyway? What type of equipment do I use? Do I need my phone? Do I need to go out and buy thousands of dollars worth of equipment? What kind of quality, you know, will I get from this? And you get on online, maybe through a Facebook or an Instagram Live or even a Periscope or a LinkedIn Live. You know, they're doing live videos now. And you teach them. You show them. You may say, hey, you don't need to buy thousands of dollars worth of equipment. If you want just something quick and easy, use your phone. They're looking at this and they're like, oh my God, I never thought I could use my phone to do a video that I can now post on social media and get clients with it. But yes, you just showed me. So now you've endeared yourself to that person and they want to get to know you a little bit better because they have some other questions that you probably did not cover in that video. So it's a way of them going deeper. You've answered their questions. Okay, the third type of story is a celebrity example. Do you know of a celebrity? If you don't, you can probably search for one who's doing the same thing that you're teaching other people to do or some semblance of it. Maybe you have this awesome recipe for a cake and you happen to find a celebrity or an influencer who has a lot of followers and they're talking about this cake recipe and it seems very similar to yours. You're like, hey, this great celebrity over here is using the same cake recipe that I'm using. Isn't that awesome? And they use this mixer. I want to talk more about this mixer because blah, 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 blah. Now you're showing people like, hey, this celebrity is using this mixer. You need to use this mixer. I use this mixer. And if they're wanting to do something like what that celebrity is doing, and who doesn't, they're going to come to you. I'm sure you can think of a lot of other celebrity examples. You know, celebrities are always putting their lives out there anyway because they want to put their lives out there. They need to because if they're a celebrity, people are wondering what they're doing. So just Google the stuff that you're doing. Find someone who's doing something similar and say, hey, this person is doing that. Who knows? You may get a couple of them to follow you, and if they really like you, then they start tweeting about you or posting or whatever, and it could be woo time, you know, going viral. Okay, the fourth type of story, and these are some of the best ones, are testimonials. Testimonials are when your client says, hey, I worked with so-and-so. It was totally awesome, and this is what I got from it. Now, these are a little bit different from the client stories because they're told by the client themselves. They can be a video, they can be an audio, they can be a written testimonial. It can just be where you put the picture up. Maybe it's a before and after type of thing. They really don't even have to say anything, especially if you're into fitness or you're a health coach or nutritionist. You just have a before picture and after picture. You put before 65 pounds, before, let's say, 265 pounds, after 165. Working with me, they lost 100 pounds. That's really all you have to say, right? Because if someone's using to transform, they're looking to transform their life and you're showing them, hey, this picture shows you the before and after of my client. Look what they did. Boom. Those are some great testimonials. Other testimonials are, like I said, you could use a video, you could use audio. However it is that your client is really showcasing themselves and telling the story themselves, and they're attributing their success to you is totally awesome. Now, I want you to remember that all stories have an end or an outcome in mind. And the stories that I want you to do should drive the outcome that you want people to get is to be working with you, to become a client or a customer or a patient. Whatever you call the people who buy from you, that's what we want. Now, in order for that to happen, there are three keys to marketing your story, to creating or crafting a story that you must stick to or it's not going to do well for you. The first key is simple. Keep the story simple. Get rid of all those fluffy words. It can't be a long, drawn-out dissertation. You got to get to the point. This was the problem. This was the solution. Now we're living happily ever after. Of course, you're going to probably embellish it a little bit more than that. It depends on how much explaining you really need to do. But just keep it simple. No one, you know, the thing is, I keep talking about it, and they've been talking about it recently, is we have the attention span of a goldfish. How short is that? So we don't have time for long, drawn-out stuff. So you want to make it quick. Get to the point. What are you talking about? Keep it simple. You know, it doesn't have to be, like I said, a flowery dissertation. It just needs to tell what the problem is. This is the solution. This is how we did it. Boom. Kumbaya. It's wonderful. The second point is to be authentic. You can't steal other people's stories and use them as your own, because in the end, you're going to get found out. People are going to know. They're going to recognize that story. Hey, that's me. Actually, that is me. That's my story. What are you talking about? All right, you can't steal stories from people. Be your own. Your own story is better than any story that you can take from or build upon from someone else. You may have a similar story to someone else who's being successful. Who doesn't? I mean, it's not nothing new under the planet, but use your own story because your story is unique to you. And the outcome that you got, that you're getting, that you want other people to get, is unique to you and to them. So be authentic. Don't lie about your stuff. Don't plagiarize anybody. You are awesome. You don't need anything else other than yourself. And tell your story. Tell it like a T.I. is. I forgot where that came from, but I always think about it. The third point, your story has to be visible. If people don't see your story, don't know you have a story, they ain't going to buy from you. They're not going to be a client, a customer, or anything else of yours because they don't know what your story is. They don't know who you are. They don't know anything about you. So you got to put it out there. You got to put it out there on your website, in your about page. That's a great place to put the story, the complete story about you, your brand story, your background. You know, this is why I started this company. This is why my values are like they are. This is why I think like I do. Type of thing. You can use it in social media, and I cover this more in the blog, but you can use your story in social media content, in content marketing, and in email marketing. Little pieces of your story thrown throughout everything that you put out there. Maybe in pictures. I used the example a little while ago of a before and after. Maybe you were a person who was overweight, you just got yourself together, you lost all this weight, and now you have this company where you're going to help others. What better thing to do than to have your own before and after picture up there? That is a complete story in and of itself. I was this weight, I got myself together, then I did this, I went on this journey, then I lost the weight, and now I'm helping you. I'm showing you what I did, and I'm going to help you. So people who are looking for that are going to naturally gravitate towards you and say, hey, I want you to do what you did for yourself. Can you do that for me? Yes, cool. That's your story. But maybe your story needs more explaining. Maybe it's a little bit longer. Maybe it's a technique you thought of. Even in my own book, when I came up with the 10 strategies, my author coach, Anita Henderson, said, we're going to put a story at the beginning of each chapter. I wish you could see how hard I rolled my eyes when she told me that. I'm like, really? What? But when she explained to me the things that I'm telling you right now about stories and how powerful they are and how they make people want to see, feel, or do something, I was like, okay, there could be something to this, although I was a bit reluctant to do it, but I did it. And guess what? Now my book is an Amazon number one international bestseller. So I think she knew what she was talking about, right? And I hope that you learn from this because stories are compelling. Our stories are compelling. We want to get involved in this. Like I said, we want to feel human and we want to be taken away into someone else's life for a bit because there are a lot of stories about me. All those 10 chapters have stories about me. Well, actually, it's more than 10. The 10 strategies, plus there's a part one and a part three. The strategies are actually in the middle. But I have a story at the beginning of each, and it tells a little bit about why I am like I am, who I am, how my husband and I started the business. I talk about my grandkids. I talk about just everything. So you really learn a lot about me and my life in the book. So maybe you're writing a book. That's a great place to have a story. But even if you're not writing a book, the greatest place in the world to share your story is in all of your marketing because people want to know who you are, why you are, and they want to work with someone they know, like, and trust. And the stories are what help you to get your people to know, like, and trust you. Okay? I hope that makes sense. So if you're having some, like, Carol, how can I get this story going? I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, you just told me all this stuff, but I'm just, So if you're feeling like that, I want you to schedule your online WOW assessment with me. All you need to do is go to csicorporation.com/onlinewow. We'll look at your website and social media and see how you can incorporate your story better and where you're missing out on clients and what you need to do to stop that right now. Again, schedule your online WOW assessment with me. Go to csicorporation.com/onlinewow. I can't wait to chat with you, and let's get your story out there so you can start marketing for success using your story. Thanks so much. That's all I got for you today. Join me again next time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.